Dear Dr. King, I met you when I was 14 years of age. You were a true hero and you became an inspiration. I've been blessed to write songs of love, hope, and motivation, many of them inspired by your life. More than any award that I've ever received, I want you to know that I'm thankful how you influenced my place of love, which allowed me to try to push the needle of love and equality forward. It is painful to know that needle has not moved one iota. For 36 years, we've had a national holiday honoring your birthday and principles, yet you would not believe the lack of progress. It makes me physically sick. I am sick that politicians try to find an easy solution to a 400-year problem. I am sick of some people using God for a convenience rather than a commitment. I am sick of lies and deceit that dominate our reality. I am sick that truth is struggling to be heard and defended. What we say has not been what we do. And this country must reconcile our words and deeds until we turn our mouth movement into righteous action. We're doing our nation, God, in your memory, an injustice. Until what we say is what we do, there is no truth. It is just repeating and rewriting history, just as we have for the last 400 years. We must define the truth in the facts that support them and declare them absolute. Those who promote lies and false truth must be held accountable. It is the only way we can move forward. It is time to formally seek the truth and formally declare facts. We need a truth commission that forces this country to look at its lies. I'm calling on President Biden and Vice President Harris to launch a formal government investigation to establish the truth of inequality in this country. This truth will validate the history, and this commission will recommend reconciliation. Without truth, we cannot have accountability. Without accountability, we cannot have forgiveness. Without forgiveness, we cannot heal. It is time for all to take the only stand. We cannot be afraid to confront a lie and a liar. Those in leadership who won't or don't acknowledge the truth should be held accountable. Dr. King, these times require courage, as they did when you lived and paid the ultimate price. On this day, a day in your honor, I pledge to have the courage to say what I see and acknowledge what I hear. In your spirit, I call on all those in the Senate to speak truth to what they know. They can physically see and begin the steps of accountability, forgiveness, and then healing. With a heavy heart and a hopeful spirit, Dr. King, I am Stevie.